Johnny snipped off some lengths of insulated wire. He took the molecular plating gun and connected a length to the electrode that ordinarily fed current to the rod of spray metal. Then he laid the other end on the bit of bronze. He took a second piece of wire and laid it from the bronze to the electrical terminal plate. Then he connected the back of the terminal plate with a long wire to the current input terminal of the gun. He was simply going to substitute the bit of bronze for the gun's usual spray rod and then bypass the spraying component, but instead make the molecules flow on a wire to a receiving plate. And just to make sure electrolysis would occur, he was completing the circuit back to the gun. He pressed the trigger. The terminal plate began to be plated in bronze. A tiny hole appeared in the capsule taken from a cyclo head. No electrician, McKendrick said.
It's disappearing.
We're flowing the metal molecules up the wire to the plate. I think it's called electrolysis. We're just not letting the metal molecules spray. We're flowing them onto a plate.
He adjusted the wires to the bit of bronze so that an inflow hit a different spot and the outflow occurred from a new place. McKendrick gawped.
Piece of metal is disappearing.
It's reappearing over on the terminal plate, but that will be outside the head.
He picked up a new bit of wire and with a small torch melted the end of it round.
If we take the sharp point off, can you wiggle this wire in through that hinge hole around the various nerves and touch the bronze bit in the skull, and then do the same thing from the other side?
This was something McKendrick knew about. The corded nerves of a cyclo brain were easy to push around. The cortex, or covering of the brain, could probably be pierced in a couple of tiny places without much damage.
We'll see,
said McKendrick, giving up all thought of waiting for morning. The cyclo bodies were lying on two mine carts outside the door. Pierre seemed to have vanished. McKendrick called in two nurses and another doctor, and they wheeled the workman cyclo into the dissection room. It was about five times as much body as they were used to handling, but with everyone helping, they got it on a table.
It's probably still frozen inside.
No problem. You forgot we've been through this before. A couple of times I was all hopeful we could even operate.
He took a stack of microwave emanating pads and plopped them on either side of the head to thaw it out with a quick defreeze. The room seemed awfully populated. Mr. Tsung was giving Johnny a white coat and a pair of lensless glasses. Johnny wondered what they were for and put them in his pocket. He was about to order a repositioning of the body when the singing button started up. It sang, the medical team was startled and a bit shocked. The scene was macabre enough without somebody singing a doleful dirge. Johnny pushed the button at Mr. Tsung.
Get rid of this thing.